Okay. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff and to a brand new month. I can't believe we're already getting August underway in here. Ooh. A lot of fair and rodeos will be coming up this month.
Lots of good activity before the end of summer.
The Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding comes to Golden Valley, North Dakota, the weekend of August 12th and 13th. That'll be here before you know it. 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon with a Calcutta at 4. Bull riding Saturday, August 12th. Bareback riding Sunday, the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout, the weekend of August 12th and 13th. And, of course, that's in Golden Valley, North Dakota.
And yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. We love to talk about them. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. Or if that doesn't work, you can call and make an appointment. Call 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884 for yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match on Saturday, August 5th, coming up this Saturday at Home on the Range, Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys competing for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, Saturday, August 5th, at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. That's gates opening at 10 a.m. The grand entry begins at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more information, go to hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help the children living there.
Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's dream publication. They carry all aspects of agriculture, like, for example, grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy, cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events all the time. Talk about comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, Kim, it's been summer flying right past us here for these first couple of months. I guess we consider June and July kind of getting started with summer and activities going on, fishing, golfing, and we just haven't had very many of those kind of stories, so we probably should share some today.
I think so. I think today's the day.
I have one called Gone Fishing. Don't know the author on this, just found this, and I thought that was kind of cute. Alex had a terrible day fishing on the lake, sitting in the blazing sun all day without catching a single one. On his way home, he stopped at the fishmonger, that would be somebody who sells fish.
Okay, thank you.
And ordered 4 rainbow trout. He told the fishmonger, "Pick your 4 large ones out and throw them at me, will you?" "Oh, why do you want me to throw them at you?" asked the salesman. "So that I am able to tell my wife, in all honesty, that I caught them."
In all honesty?
Yeah, well, semi-honest. "Okay, but I suggest that you take the salmon." "Why's that?" he asked. "Because your wife came in here earlier today and said that if you come by, I should tell you to take the salmon. That's what she'd like for supper tonight," replied the fishmonger.
Oh, no. Okay, along with summer comes golf, of course. So I have a golf story. Again, I don't know who wrote it, but it's just one of those fun things. A husband and wife were golfing when suddenly the wife asked, "Honey, if I died, would you get married again?" Now, you may all have heard this before, but it's still funny. Worth repeating. The husband said, "No, sweetie." The woman said, "I'm sure you would." So the man goes, "Okay, I would." Then the woman asks, "Would you let her sleep in our bed?" And the man replied, "Yeah, I guess so." Then the wife asked, "Would you let her use my clubs?" And the husband replied, "No, she's left-handed."
Ooh, the truth comes out.
Yeah, boy, is he in trouble now.
All right, I probably should share another fish story.
Yep, I have another golf story.
Oh, well, why don't you do that, and I'll save the fish story for another day.
Well, it's pretty short. After enduring his worst round of golf in years, a golfer walked past a lake down the 18th hole. He looked at his caddy and said, "I've played so badly all day, I think I'm going to drown myself in that lake." The caddy replied, "I'm not sure you could keep your head down that long." Oh! Okay, I don't golf a lot, but I got that.
That's a good one. Yep. Truths about life to finish the program today. Okay. Just a few of these. Gut feeling is not just a euphemism. Tension in the abdomen speaks volumes about how you truly feel about something beyond all arguments and rationales. So sometimes you got to go with your gut feeling. Posture and dress change profoundly how you feel about yourself and how others feel about you, like it or not. Do you ever remember when somebody said there's no second chance to make a first impression?
That's right.
All right. Everyone thinks that they're an above average driver.
Of course. Well, of course.
And the urge to punish others has much more to do with venting frustration than correcting behavior.
Oh, that's interesting.
A few things to think about here on The Good Stuff.